Humpty Dumpty in the Asylum for Antonin Artaud. The ancient addiction to cocaine, heroin, laudanum, the ever-present schizophrenia, the constant incarceration of the vulnerable mind. Antonin created amulets to protect himself from the spells cast on him by premeditated institutions, hideaways of black magic. Not even straitjackets, nor the 51 electroshocks poisoning his paranoid conscience and his wrenched heart could detain him from his art in Rodez. He and his double, the one he always claimed he knew better than himself, would work on their occult initiations, on their megalomania, as well as on translation, that Dr. Ferdier insisted he, perhaps they, should undertake. Lewis Carroll's La Traversée du Miroir, Through the Looking Glass, that he had never read before. Alice and the Deux Moufflous, inhabiting his dreams. Not a faithful rendering, but a deeply felt piece of writing on living and existing. Secluded sufferer, neither dead nor alive, he bowed his demons as a Graferian warrior to mend the fragment of his own annihilated self. Antonin fought asylums his own way, because, as he wrote to Breton in his letter dating back to 1947, anyone who is insurgent shall be declared mad.